special day. I'm glad I've spent it with you.
Oh, such a perfect day. You just keep me hanging on. You just keep me hanging on.
Good morning, Chell West and Colley Garden, Chelston Rise. It's Tuesday the 19th of May, and this is Adrian Dale with the Daily Podcast. It was indeed a perfect day in Chelston cum Corkwood yesterday. Pete Rawlins, our self-styled Wurzel, started my day by proclaiming a beautiful day in the village. He was glad he's chosen Costa Chelveston for his summer holidays. He reckoned he could even hear the sea already. Yes, Pete, whatever you were on last night, send some my way. The trouble was that Flick Adams encouraged him and said that she could hear the sea too. So now there's no stopping our Pete whatsoever. But it was a perfect day. The sun was shining as I delivered the buckets of tulips around the village for Chelsea Monday in Chelsea cum Corkwood. By 9 a.m. our competition was underway. And by the time I got back to Water Lane from Chelston Rise and Caldecott, there was already a queue outside the Blom's house. And it was a good queue, respecting all the new rules of social distancing. Do you know, I think this village really understands what is needed to succeed against this virus. Never mind the government changing rules, we know what we need to do to stay safe. And I must give a shout out to a young Mr. Thomas Barnes. He ran down the road to pick up some tulips for his mum. I was very impressed how he stood in line, keeping the required distance and observing every rule you could expect. He's just 11 years old. If he gets it, we all can. Andy and Michelle, your son is a credit to you. Well done. Caldecott sold out its tulips first, and by the time I delivered the collection box back to Elaine, the Court of St. Blom's was in session. It was lovely to see. Elaine had arranged chairs on the pavement, and people were dropping in for a session of Gardener's Question Time with Chris Blom, our resident gold medalist. They kept this going until 5 p.m, and whenever I went past, the chairs were full. It certainly might have helped that Elaine was supplying beer and wine. Several ladies I know spent several hours there, and yes, I know who you are. They were very happy to get out of the house to chat with friends once more. All at a safe distance, of course. Now, when I went back the first time, Chris called me across. Adrian, I want to show you a real Chelsea gold medal. He sounded almost like H. Back in the day, the gold medals were gold and they were individually engraved with your name and the prize you had won. Chris showed me a beauty, and a photo will be in the newsletter today. Nowadays, you get a plastic gold embossed certificate. It's not quite the same. And in his deadpan voice, Chris said to me, "Yes, these gold medals don't feel special anymore. So Charlie Dimmock and I once started a campaign to bring back proper medals for Chelsea." Wait a minute, I thought. There aren't many men on this planet that can say that phrase, Charlie Dimmock and I. In 1997, Charlie Dimmock took the amateur gardening world by storm in the programme Ground Force with Alan Titchmarsh. Our younger listeners might want to Google this. But believe me, she inspired more men to watch gardening programmes than any other woman in history. Now, I've no idea whether she was a good gardener. She was just a joy to watch on TV. Elaine then stepped in and said, "Yes, Chris took Charlie Dimmock out to lunch to discuss the plan to bring back proper gold medals. I wasn't invited. I had to stay back in the house." Now, Chris was obviously enthralled. But he certainly knew where he stood when he got back, because Elaine asked whether she would get invited out to lunch in swanky restaurants if she decided not to wear a bra in future. Chris, I think you were rumbled there. But rumbled or not, the Blom's tulip competition yesterday raised nearly £500 for charity, and this is in addition to the £1,100 raised on VE Day. So well done, Chelveston, Caldecott and Chelston Rise. All tulip arranging entries must be in by 9 a.m. tomorrow morning, and Chris will be judging them during the day on Wednesday, and the winner will be announced on Thursday. So now we turn our attention to Pete's key worker, Scarecrow Competition. Pete Rawlings suggested this competition a couple of weeks ago. Lots of people were really enthusiastic and wanted to get going as soon as possible. Others loved the idea, but they were concerned about the safety of this whole idea in this new COVID-19 world. The parish council has considered all the issues carefully and has planned a safe approach. The competition is now going ahead. Judging will take place on Saturday the 13th of June. All entries need to be registered by the 5th of June. And all being well, the village will then be permitted to follow a safe walking route to view all the entries. The parish council will provide a map with the walking route to follow and all at a safe distance. This is a great opportunity for all age groups to show how creative they can be. Many villages across the country have these competitions year in, year out as their great fun. And isn't it great that we're going to join in that tradition? So Chelveston and Caldigod and Chelston Rise, how well can you scarecrows? Cash prizes and fame forever are on offer for the winners. So what have you got to lose? Get stuck in, folks. Thank you.